Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? My name is Tony Rizzano, and this is another episode of the world famous, the University Love, the best podcast in 1, 2, 3 galaxies. But ladies and gentlemen, you and I, we just call this show Online Marketing Moves, and we are coming to you live today. Today is April the 17th, 2024. Ladies and gentlemen, it is windy. I am outside recording. It is windy. The traffic is coming and going. So, ladies and gents, if you hear background noise, that's it. Okay? But today we have something very important to talk about. We are going to talk about finding diamonds in your backyard. Now, I read this book once. It's a short book called Diamond in the Acres by Russell Cromwell. Okay? And basically, the story goes, there was a farmer sold his farm to somebody, and he went off to go look for diamonds. And the whole time, there were diamonds already in the back of his farm. He didn't look for them back there. He went out to the world, didn't find any, went broke. The guy who bought his farm found diamonds and became rich. And all that just means is, are you looking, you know, in your backyard? Are you looking in your house? Is there ways that you can make money inside your house? Are there things that you don't want anymore that you can sell? Is there do you have a swimming pool in your backyard? Do you have a garage that you can store items in that you can sell? You know, what can you do inside? What do you have inside your house? What do you have around you that you can sell or you can provide a service and make money? A lot of times, you know, we have this notion of, you know, I need to go out here and I need to go do this and I need to go do that. And, you know, I need to, you know, for the longest time, I always thought I had been driving trucks for a while. And, you know, I always thought, you know, man, I gotta get on the road and make some money. I gotta get on the road and make some money. And, you know, that was my attitude for a while. But I come to realize that no matter what, you know, I had to trade in all of my time, all of my, you know, I had to trade in 24 hours a day, you know, for like two, three weeks at a time to make a decent living. And after I broke it down, it's like, all right, I'm making like just minimum wage, really. When you think about the time that you sleep on the truck, the time that you drive, the time that you sit and wait, you break it down hour by hour, you realize there ain't a lot of money in truck driving. And so, after I come to all that realization, I thought, you know what, there's other ways to make money, and driving over the road all the time, it wasn't it. Okay, so I figured that out, and I said, all right, I'm gonna do something different. I gotta do something else, you know. And sometimes it takes a while for you to realize, hey, you can make money right there at home. You can make money in your backyard. You have diamonds back there. You don't even know it. I was thinking one day, you know, me and my wife, we have a pool. And I thought to myself, you know, if push comes to shove, we can always rent out the pool. You know, we get the backyard all fixed up. We can rent out the pool. We can, you know, give people a time and say, hey, you can rent it for this amount of time, that amount of time, you know, this, that, and the other. We have a lot of stuff in the garage that can sell. We started selling stuff a while back, and we made pretty good money. It's just different things that you can start doing in your own backyard, you know, to really start making some extra money, you know, making money. You don't always have to feel like you need to leave, or, you know, feel like you have to go to a job. You you turn on your brain, you know, you turn on your brain and you think, you know, this is where the entrepreneur spirit in you comes out. You think, what can I do to start making more money for myself? Because at the end of the day, when you wake up every day and you want to live the entrepreneur life, you can wear the hats, you can wear the t-shirts, all that is cool and everything, but the end goal is, how can I make money today? What can I do to make money today? And sometimes it's right there in your own backyard. You have plenty of diamonds and you don't even realize it. You know, you have a computer, sometimes you're like, all right, I can do this, I can do that. It's just a mentality that you want to have to change, you know, change your brain, change the way you think. You know, if you're like me and you grew up and people told you, you know, when you're growing up, hey, go get a job. Hey, you know, get that paycheck and go do it again. You know, once you learn, I could do more. There's more I can do. There's more I can do with myself, for myself. You know, I can create my own income. I can create my own sources of income. You learn that, you figure that part out, and you will always have the ability to generate money. Okay. And sometimes it's cool because you won't have to leave your house. You won't have to leave your neighborhood. You don't have to go very far. You won't have to punch in to a clock to generate money, because, you know, time, when you have to trade time in for money, it's cool and everything. But if you're like me and you work, I worked a lot of manual labor jobs. Not only are you trading in time for money, you're trading in physical, you're trading in a lot of your physicality for money. And let me tell you something, driving a truck, I know people like to think, hey, you're sitting there all pretty, but it's a lot of work. It's a lot of bumping up and down the highway, you know. It's bad on your back, bad for your hips. And whether you drive a truck, you dig ditches, you know, you work on a farm, all of that is hard work. It's hard manual labor. And when you think to yourself, I got to figure something else out, I got to make some more money in some other kind of way, all you do, you stop, you look around your house. You say, hey, what can I do right here to make money? What can I do right here to generate income? I remember when I was a kid, I told this story before, but I like to tell this story. When I was a kid, I remember I tried to sell candy on my porch. You know, that was a way I said, ooh, I'm gonna make me some real money, you know. And I wrote out a whole sheet and I had a whole list, and I had, you know, this candy for this much and this candy for that much. And you know, I had made a couple bucks. I started to make a couple dollars. And then of course my lovely mom, she put the squadouche on that. She said, enough of that, kid, what are you doing? Don't be greedy. And I thought, come on, man. But you know, it is what it is. That was back then. I'm in a different time. I'm an adult now, so you know, I don't take advice from anybody, you know. Not when it comes to making money, but you know, you just have to turn on the more you turn on the entrepreneur brain, the easier life will be for you. And you figure out, this is what I want to do, this is where I want to go, this is how much money I want to make. You know, I had these discussions with my wife, and we talk about house renovations, and I always laugh to myself when I'm done with the conversation, and then I'm out and about, and I think to myself, you know, driving that truck would never get me the house renovations that I'm looking for. So how am I going to make the money? I gotta pull up diamonds in my own backyard. Okay. And I highly suggest if you want to make the kind of money that you want to make, you go to the mirror, you look at yourself, and you go, okay, self, it's me, it's you. Let's figure out how we're going to make a boatload of money, because that's the only way. You know, I remember I thought about this job. I had a job once about 20 years ago. It hasn't been 20. It's probably been 20. The last job I had before I started truck driving was I worked at a warehouse. I worked in a freezer, an ice cream freezer. And they, we packed ice cream on pallets. It was like Ben and Jerry's ice cream, all this different kind of ice cream. It was 20 below in the freezer. It was like 90 degrees outside. I was still living in Missouri. It was hot. And I remember the first day I was in there working and I'm like, man, it's cold in here, but it's nice, you know? Then I walked outside in a big old, they give you these big old, like overalls, insulated overalls, you know? And I walked outside. It was hot. And I thought to myself, nah, this ain't gonna work. I'm gonna be sick as a dog in about a week. And I was sick in about 3 days. But I remember I was thinking about my pay and I thought, I'm making like $8-9 for this. And I was like, I am grossly underpaid. And I said, nah, I got to do something different. And, you know, whenever you think you're underpaid, whenever you think, you know, you're not getting the value that you want from a job, I highly suggest that you turn towards self and you say, self, what are we going to do to increase our value? What are we going to do to really start making our own money? Because at the end of the day, you know, I didn't graduate college, so I already know, you know, I'm not going to walk into anybody's job at this point and say, yeah, I need to make $250,000. Now I got to create my own $250,000 scenario. You know what I mean? And so for you, I suggest you do the same. I suggest you look around, you know, in your backyard, you know, you look around, you say, hey, what can I do? What kind of service I can provide? What type of things should I do? What type of business I can set up? What type of, money-making moves I need to make to really get started, to really get going? Because nobody's just going to hand you a big old fat paycheck, you know? The lottery, you're waiting on the lottery, you'll be waiting forever. And so create your own income. Create your own diamonds, okay? And so, ladies and gentlemen, all it boils down to is you want to be an entrepreneur. The end goal is not to say you're an entrepreneur. The end goal is to have money in the bank, okay? That is the end goal. So you can be an entrepreneur or you can be a wannabe entrepreneur. I don't know what you want to do. You want to play businessman or you want to be businessman, okay? That's the whole point of this message. You know, there's a lot of people online playing businessman. A lot of people online giving, you know, telling, hey, I do this, I do that. But we all know they probably don't. We all know they are just trying to run a scheme or something. But, you know, you and I, we are entrepreneurs. We are business people. We are out here on the daily hustle. Okay. And so, ladies and gentlemen, that is it. We will be back tomorrow with all new episode of Online Marketing Moves. But until then, my name is Tony Rizzano. Thank you for listening. God bless. And as always, everybody, peace.